Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
A little bit of Nirvana for you. And speaking of grunge, what about this guy? Brent Reed, good afternoon.
Grunge, is that a compliment or what is that?
Oh,
is that good?
Yeah,
or?
That's absolutely. We're bigging you up there, fella. Don't you worry about that.
Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
He is.
You and Kurt Cobain, I mean, look, obviously, sadly, he's passed, but I can just imagine you two hanging out, can't you?
Yeah, you got a fair bit in common, don't they?
Yeah. Got a lot of in common. What's happening? Cooper Cronk. Now, we know that he's playing his final game of footy tomorrow. Is it against Cam Smith as well? Final, who knows? What's the next chapter for him look like? You'd imagine there are plenty of options.
Yeah, I did a story on it this week about what sort of Cooper's confronted with in retirement. Now, he's put everything on hold. He basically doesn't want to know. I've spoken to his manager this week, and he said Cooper doesn't want to do anything until after this game's out the way. But he won't lack for offers. There's obviously a multitude of sports and organisations floating around him at the moment. Todd Greenberg wants to use him. GWS want to use him in a similar role to what Billy Slater does with St Kilda. Melbourne want him to come back and help with their halves. The Roosters want to keep him around in some capacity. But the one I found really interesting, Tone, is Cooper's going to do an MBA. And the plan is a pretty intensive study program, I believe. I think it's through Sydney Uni where you go there, you basically live in the uni for 3 weeks and then you continue doing the MBA as you go along. And, it wouldn't surprise me down the track if Cooper's running a club or potentially running the NRL. I mean, he's obviously doing an MBA to help him in the business world. And, I can see that happening down the track at some point, that Cooper's heavily involved in the administrative side of the game rather than actually the football side of the game. And the other thing he's going to do is obviously television. He's got all the networks knocking down his door as well. So he's going to be flying, Cooper.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you're right. He's sharp, sharp as a tack.
Well, they're not easy, those MBAs, Tone.
Aren't they? How many have you got there? You've done that, have you?
Did you even study, Reedy?
Oh, what do you mean? I spent 7 years at uni. My mum and dad couldn't get rid of me.
7 years at uni. I love
7
it.
Years full-time uni. Best years of my life.
Yeah. That's four years in year 12.
Oh, yeah. Shouldn't the best years be the ones where you're with your wife and kids?
Sorry, my current years are my best, but they were pretty good.
I thought your years at the Brisbane Strikers scoring all those goals and Brisbane would have been your best years, Rudy.
All those groupies, good.
You've just had a great life, Rudy. You've been blessed. Now you live up on the northern beaches. You go surfing every morning, drinking coffee at
beachside
great cafes.
Pad.
I haven't surfed all year, actually. Anyway, I'm going to get back into it.
Okay.
I'll see you out there,
on my sheet of paper here, it's written here under Reedy's mail pointers, the chase for Zach Lomax, which I thought Jess Sergis has already won. But what's going on there?
He's into the last year of his contract on November 1. That's when all those sort of guys come up for grabs and they can start sitting down and talking officially with players. Now, Canberra have identified him as a long-term replacement for BJ Leilua. BJ Leilua has been given permission to explore his options elsewhere. He's obviously had some talks with Canterbury and there's a chance he may leave at the end of this season. But the long-term guy to replace him in Canberra's eyes is Zach Lomax. What's really interesting there is the West Tigers are really keen on Zach Lomax as well. Michael Maguire's already, I believe, had a coffee with him. And it was funny, at the Dally M Awards this week, amid the fog of my memory, I can remember Michael Maguire and Zach Lomax actually in a corner at one point having a chat. So,
Is there no interest from the Dragons in Zach Lomax? The Dragons' outside back stocks, let's face it, aren't really over full.
No, they want to keep him. They want to keep him definitely, Tone. And I think Mary spoke about actually playing like fullback this year, or next season, sorry, and looking at him as an option to play fullback. The Tigers and Canberra both view him as a centre, but there's no doubt the Dragons want to keep him, but they're going to have a hell of a fight for him, because aside from the Raiders and Tigers, I'd suggest if he gets to November 1, there's going to be a whole lot of clubs after Zach Lomax, because he hasn't really found his niche at the Dragons at the moment. He's sort of been on the periphery a little bit. He's played a fair bit, but hasn't found a position. And I think those other clubs will offer him a permanent home in some position. So I think Mary's got to sort that out. I think it's a big issue for Mary going into this year.
I don't know if I trust you... your judgment on saying Madge was talking to him at the Dally M's, because I don't know if you were in a state to be remembering things clearly. Brent Reed.
Isn't that a work function for you, Rudy? I mean, shouldn't you be up and about at that, like reporting for your beloved newspaper and your the next day?
You don't work beyond midnight, Gerds. At midnight, I clocked off and had a couple of drinks. Very, very calm.
You were clocked off during the speeches. I actually messaged Reedy at one point. All of the really important speeches were going on. You know, the likes of Wayne Pearce were up on stage and Reedy's not paying any attention. He's just on his phone. So I messaged and said, show some respect, Brent Reed.
He's a twiddiot.
What about Emma, though? What about Emma?
Is such a term?
I did look over at Emma at that point and she was staring at the screen that puts the speeches up. And I reckon Emma in her head was picturing herself on stage hosting the Dally M's.
That's what Reedy said to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do it together, Reedy. What do you think?
You might have even been mouthing the speeches as they were going on.
You could see the points come up before they said it, so I was wanting to see.
You were in the auto queue, were you?
I was because we were sitting right near the auto queue screen, so you could see the points a couple of seconds before. I was on edge. Who was going to win?
All right, and just quickly, Alex Glenn, anything happening? I hear Panthers.
He came down to Penrith this week, Alex Glenn. He actually had a tour of Penrith and met people down there. Obviously, we'll now see what happens with him because Brisbane want to keep him and they're short on leaders up there. But Penrith are making a real play for Alex Glenn and you know, they put their case across to him this week. So we might know pretty soon what Alex Glenn does with it the next couple of years of his career.
All right, Brent Reed, thank you so much. We may have a dip into the Dally M Medal Awards, see who we liked, who we didn't. That's coming up, plenty more as well. Saturday Triple M NRL. Thanks, Reedy.